Dr. Merman with us. Good morning, Dr. Merman. How are you?
Hi, Tom and everybody. I'm great. How are you guys?
Everything is good. I've been hearing a lot and seeing some on television, hearing on the radio, people talking about using CBD to relax yourself. Obviously, THC will do that as well. What about the relaxation element of using a THC, CBD, or whatever, Dr. Merman?
It does relax people a lot. Is it just CBD or with THC? I can't even say, because in Minnesota, mostly the pharmacists at the dispensaries manage cannabis prescriptions, and mm-hmm. they actually figure out the right balance for each person. They figure out in such a way that the person doesn't have side effects and at the same time has the beneficial effects of the medication. I just certify them, and then they go there, and the pharmacist manages the case. That's how we do it. And cases, this is PTSD cases, obviously, mostly, is anxiety is way down. People sleep a lot better with cannabis, and people in pain do a lot better and all that. I mean, I've talked about all of that many times. It's a great drug.
Indeed.
I had a few pointers for people today, especially with this COVID going around or mm-hmm. coming. Do you guys want me to talk about it?
I love it. Love to hear it, sir.
So, first of all, I really believe in social distancing, because that should stop the spread of the virus or at least slow it down. So I think that's very important, especially in older people. So if we actually want more of our parents and grandparents to survive this, unfortunately, we have to stop visiting them. That's my opinion. Okay. So for example, my parents, my dad just turned 90 this year. God bless him. So what I do is, I told them not to go anywhere, including stores. I bring everything to them, whatever they need. If I bring any kind of like store products or whatever, I actually disinfect those things first. And then I just use as much of a sterile technique as possible and just put it in their house or in the trunk of their car if they come and pick it up from me. So that's what I recommend. No touching, no hugging, etc. In the clinic, we are trying to do most visits virtually. We don't want people to come in and get infected, okay? Because, the more people come together, the more likelihood they're going to spread stuff. So we do most of the visits on Skype or Zoom, and that's how a lot of other clinics are converting their practices to. And the government just made this, relaxed the rules and made it much more easy and legal to do this sort of medicine. It's very convenient, can be built to insurance, so there's no downside to this. And like I said, a lot of clinics are doing this now. And in most cases, when you hear what a patient tells you or see them, and a physical exam is really does not add that much. So most questions can be figured out virtually. And then you can make suggestions, if whatever needs to be done. At the same time, the patient doesn't get exposed to the waiting room, which is, it has to be considered dangerous, Now, as far as cannabis is concerned, recertification, that's annual, right, in Minnesota. And we can do it on virtually very easy. That's not a big deal. The main issue in my practice right now to do with cannabis is that initial certification cannot be done virtually, according to Minnesota law, which is ridiculous to the extreme right now. I mean, I can see them on Zoom. I can review their records. I know what their conditions are. It's very easy to confirm that they have the qualifying condition. But no, I can't do that. So this is what I've been doing, is we start to work on Zoom. I see the patient. We figure out what's going on. I review the records. I confirm that they are indeed qualify or not, whatever the case may be. And then we just ask them to come in, and not to the clinic, but I actually come out of the clinic and I see them in their car. And just make sure that, I say hi, it makes it legal. And if I need to examine any part, I do that right there. And they don't need to touch any of our door handles and anything in the clinic, which we might have missed disinfecting. So there's a lot less risk. So it's just like a lot like restaurants are doing curbside pickup, for their food. and mm-hmm. we are kind of doing curbside medicine here to protect our patients, you know? it does work.
That's how it should be. I will tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a couple of years now since I first went to Dr. Merriman's clinic, Life Medical, over in St. Louis Park. And when I walked in, the first thing I did notice was there was a sign on the wall that said, "Don't shake hands. Shaking hands spreads disease." That was 2 years ago. And I thought, that's a really good idea.
You know what? I commissioned that sign from my daughter. She made it for me about mm-hmm. 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I would have had it up there. Yeah. And people, I know what? Some people got upset at me for this.
They now, did?
One of my patients told me, "Oh, you don't shake hands, I'm not going to come and see you anymore." You know, I just wrote to her recently, "So do you still want to shake hands?" You know?
Yeah, probably not. You don't want to shake hands now.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you were way ahead of this, I thought. I think you were way ahead of this whole deal. Just the human contact's nice, but be careful.
Yeah. Okay, another thing, very important. I think nobody's talking about it, but I think it's very important. Now, I've always said, NSAIDs, these are the drugs like ibuprofen, Motrin, Advil, Aleve, aspirin, naproxen, all of these. They are taken for pain and for fever. And a lot of people take them. They're over-the-counter. They are risky drugs. That needs to be remembered. They cause stomach ulcers. It causes bleeding. Sometimes they increase your risk of heart attack. Actually, statistically, it increases your risk of heart attack threefold. So annually in the United States, in a normal year, around 1,600 people die from side effects of these drugs. Now, imagine now people start getting fevers more, okay? And a lot of people will run to the drugstore, and they're going to buy these drugs and take it for fever. So we are likely to see more side effects from these drugs. Okay, I mean, that's why I like cannabis so much. It helps the pain and people get off of them, off of the dangerous thing for pain, okay? But in this case, for fever, this is not the drug to take. First of all, if you have a fever, in most cases, you don't need to suppress it. Fever is not, it's just a symptom. It's not the disease. So, you know, by suppressing fever, you may actually make things worse. So the only time you want to suppress the fever, or if you have a severe headache, you can take a drug, but if you want to take a drug, do not take any of those I listed, ibuprofen, Advil, Aleve, Motrin, aspirin, etc. Only take acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. Tylenol is safe in fevers and headaches, and that's the only safe one to take, in my opinion. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Next, very important point. Most colds, flus, respiratory viruses do not need to be treated, really. You don't need to go to a clinic or emergency room if you have a mild fever or a flu or a cough or something like this, okay? Emergency room can't add much to the treatment. Most of this will pass on its own. And what we do in our clinic is I actually see these people, and I've started seeing quite a few lately because people are concerned. You know, they're anxious, they have a little cough, they want to come see a doctor. No. Our people, our front desk schedules with me on Zoom. I talk to them. Most of the time, nothing needs to be done. It's very mild. They're just anxious or whatever. Sometimes I can suggest some medication like Tylenol or, in rare cases, antibiotics. You know, they can take some vitamin C and D, which are very good. Vitamin C and D, I always recommend to take to stimulate your immune system, and it'll work better, hopefully, if you get infected. And do not go to ER, because that way you avoid spreading it if you have it, and you avoid catching it from others, the COVID, if people with COVID are sitting there in the ER. That's the most dangerous place right now. You don't want to go to ER unless you're really, really sick, you have shortness of breath, then yes. But at that, first talk to your physician. You know, talk to your physician on Zoom, figure out if you're really in bad shape, and then maybe you need to go to ER, but not otherwise. So also what I do, you know, people who, besides the common sense, measures like, you know, fluids and vitamins and, Tylenol if necessary, we offer homeopathic treatment for, respiratory infections. This works very well in most cases. We've been using it for many, many years, actually a couple centuries. Usually a remedy will reverse the infection within a few hours, and you see that it works, and then the patient goes to improve. And if it doesn't work, it's harmless, totally. It just doesn't do anything. And it's free, you know, we just give it for free. I see the patient on Zoom, and then we figure out what they want to take, if they want to do homeopathy, and I hang it outside the clinic on the gas pipe. We have those pipes. I just put it in the bag with the patient's name, hang it there. They come and pick it up. They don't even need to touch anything in the clinic. That's the main thing. And the information is on our Life Medical website. It's lifemedical.us, lifemedical.us. Just click on the COVID button. What created this, and that explains how we address infections. So the best thing is do it virtually, don't come in, we'll take care of you. And hopefully other clinics are doing the same thing. We just are so busy that we haven't yet. But that's the way to do it. But if you are obviously really short of breath and really not doing well, then you need to go and possibly get a ventilator in the hospital. So that's the only reason to go to the hospital right now.
I love the fact you called in and helped people because, and I will tell you, whether it's, you know, I've told Dr. Merman this and the listeners many, many times as well. I cannot tell you how well I sleep now since I went on THC. I don't get high from it. I go to sleep. So if you're worried about getting high and you're not knowing, you know, the doctor knows what he's doing. The entire clinic knows what they're doing. You will go to sleep and you wake up in the morning. And like I said, when I wake up in the morning now, I go, oh, that's right. We have COVID-19 because I don't dream about that. Well, I used to be I still dream once in a while, but man, I used to have some horrific nightmares. Those have been taken care of. Thank God. It's a great program. Life Medical. Dr. Merman, you're a good man. I appreciate your time this morning, sir.
Thank you, Tom. And thank you for allowing us to talk about it on the radio.
Anytime.
Yeah. Stay safe, everybody.
Yeah. You too, Dr. Merman. Thank you. Say hello to everybody for me, would you please?
Yeah, thank you.
I'll see you in a bit.
Bye.
Dr. Merman, great guy. Really good guy.